This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis has delivered a 10-minute homily during the Vatican's somber Easter Vigil service, a day after he made the last-minute decision to skip his participation in the Good Friday procession as a health precaution. Francis entered the dark and silent St. Peter's Basilica in his wheelchair Saturday night and offered an opening prayer. The U.S. has authorized the transfer of billions of dollars worth of bombs and fighter jets to Israel in recent days, two sources familiar with the effort say, despite the growing concerns about an anticipated Israeli military offensive in Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally Israel, which is the leading recipient of U.S. foreign aid. The U.S. has been sending air defenses and munitions, demonstrating how Biden's administration continues to support Israel. Despite an increasingly public rift with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, some Democrats and Arab American groups have criticized that support and say it gives Israel a sense of impunity.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Peruvian police on Saturday used an enforcer to gain entry to the home of Peru's president Dina Boluarte. Security officials raided her home early on Saturday morning as part of inquiries into possible illicit enrichment and failure to declare ownership of luxury watches. This is VOA News. Engineers in the U.S. state of Maryland are focused on the daunting task of removing what had been the Francis Scott Key Bridge from a river. Crews on Saturday were preparing to cut the first section of twisted steel so it can be loaded on a barge after a massive cargo ship took down the span Tuesday after striking one of its main supports. Divers are also still searching for the bodies of four workers missing in the water. Clearing the river will allow officials to reopen the economically vital Port of Baltimore. Indonesian firefighters were battling to put out a massive fire that broke out on Saturday at a military ammunition depot just outside the capital, causing a series of explosions and sending flames and smoke into the night sky. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
No one was reported to have died or been injured, a military official told reporters, saying the fire had started in a part of the facility that was used to store expired ammunition. Another military official said firefighters started extinguishing the fire several hours after it started. Authorities were not initially able to reach the scene, local media reported. Some residents reported hearing a loud boom and expressed concern about living so close to huge stocks of ammunition. Authorities were asking people to evacuate nearby neighborhoods and warned residents not to touch any objects that may have been blown outwards by explosions.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. A Canadian region is preparing for an upcoming influx of solar eclipse viewers, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Geographic says Niagara Falls, Canada is one of the best viewing locations, and the mayor there has declared a state of emergency, expecting up to 1 million visitors. On April 8th, the eclipse will reach Mexico's Pacific coast in the morning and then cut diagonally across the United States from Texas to Maine, and then eastern Canada by late afternoon. British astronomer Jake Foster warns it's dangerous to try to look at the eclipse without proper eye protection.
The sun's UV radiation is capable of destroying the soft tissue in the back of your eyeballs. It's not very nice. It can cause severe and sometimes permanent damage to your vision.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said on Saturday Russian and Belarusian athletes were not welcome at the Olympics being staged in the French capital this year. Hidalgo made her comments on a trip to Kyiv where she visited a training center for Ukrainian athletes. Russian athletes can compete in the Paris Olympics, which run from July 26th until August 11th, but only as neutrals. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.